7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope this morning. And today we get to talk with Rod Hamilton, the EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake. Boy, you couldn't have picked a more beautiful day.
Roy, isn't that the truth? We must be living right, because it's absolutely gorgeous outside.
There we go. Yeah, we appreciate you taking time, as always, to talk with us. We were talking just a little bit before we got started. There is an awful lot going on in Mountain Lake right now.
Yeah, isn't that fun? I tell you, you'll see a lot of new construction, but there's also a few things I want to talk about where you're not seeing construction, but these are huge endeavors and it's beautiful. I mean, if I could jump right into it, Steve, the first thing I want to talk about is back in 1983, we had Vern Peterson and Cheryl, they purchased from the Lehman family, the pharmacy over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all know Peterson Drug over here, and Fern, this is what any business owner wants to do. They want to leave a legacy, right? And it's really cool because Erica Schrader and Sherry Hansen have stepped up. They are purchasing that, and they have gone independent. The change will bring the pharmacy back into local ownership and back into affiliation with Thrifty White. I mean, this is precisely what parents want to do. They want to leave it to the next generation or transition to the next generation. And so you think about that. Vern and Cheryl are leaving a beautiful legacy. This is something that every community needs. And like Erica says, she goes, this pharmacy isn't just a place to pick out prescriptions. They're a source of trusted advice, preventative care, personal relationships, accessible health care. Sherry will jump in and say, look, we're all in this thing together. We want to be here for years to come. And they are very involved in the community. They give back to the community. This is what it's all about.
Absolutely. It's exciting to see it when that transition happens.
Isn't it, though? It is fun. And to think about the role that myself and Tabitha play, we play this little role, supportive role, but to be a part of that is so rewarding. And I have to give a shout-out to the EDA board. They're fantastic. I mean, they are there. They want to see entrepreneurs thrive. We have a city council, as you can see, about new builds and stuff like that, that get it. They love this community. They want to support this community, and it's just fun. It's exciting to be a part of Mountain Lake.
Well, and that's just the beginning. That's a huge thing that's happening as they transition. But there's a lot more going on in Mountain Lake, too.
Well, there is. And all this is public information, of course, because they come to the EDA board, right? Another thing I want to share with you, I brought up this name a number of times, but I chuckle every time I bring it up. It's Jessica Thompson. She owns the flower shop over here. And I don't mean to diminish the role of Chris, her husband, but, you know, he better move out of the way because she'll run him over and everybody else. I always laugh and I say, if you look up the word tenacious or tenacity, you'll find Jessica right there. I mean, she saw an opportunity. The building became available right next door to the flower shop, and she went after that. They have secured that now, and they're looking at expanding the services that they provide so that they can better serve our community. So that's another fun one to see happen. So stay tuned. Watch what Jessica has going on, and we're all going to be thrilled once we see that take place, because she's fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's going to happen fairly quick, too.
It always does, right?
Yep.
So another fun one here is Ben Raby. And Ben graduated here in Mountain Lake. He has a successful business that he opened up in 2019 called Dirtworks. And they do just that, work with dirt. They do landscaping, hardscaping, seeding. Right now, I believe, as we speak, as the equipment's parked over on 3rd Avenue, I think they're doing some work on Brenda Files' place. But Ben has purchased some ground. If you go head out of town on 3rd Avenue there, heading east, out past Milk Specialties and Balzer's. You'll see some little orange flags sticking out in the middle of a field. Ben purchased that. He wants to better serve his customers. He purchased some ground out there. He's going to be building a new shop and warehouse or office building and a shop. It's going to be really cool watching that come together. Again, here you have a homegrown, hometown entrepreneur that wants to better serve his clientele, and he's going to be investing even more into our community. So you see those three examples. It's fantastic. There are three people, all from Mountain Lake. They all love Mountain Lake. They all want to give back to the community, provide good quality services to this community. This is why we're here. And I want to give a shout out also to, there's a number of people that also assist to make these things happen. You think about that. I serve on the Southwest Regional Development Commission. And one of the things that they had said during the survey that people have a very difficult time accessing capital. And I said, we don't experience that in Mountain Lake, and I'll tell you why. Whether it's Eileen Augustine at United Prairie Bank or Mike Stace up at Triumph in Darfur or Travis Elg over at Pioneer Bank over in St. James. You take a look at that. Eileen from Mountain Lake and works in Mountain Lake. Mike Stace lives in Mountain Lake. Travis Elg graduated from Mountain Lake High School. These are three people who also love Mountain Lake. They want to support businesses and entrepreneurs in Mountain Lake. And so what we do is we work with them, then we work with Southwest Initiative Foundation, Southwest Regional Development, Minnesota Housing, whatever the case may be. And then you come to the Mountain Lake EDA, where the EDA board is very much in supportive of entrepreneurs and businesses over here for gap financing. So we're able to put these financial packages together to promote entrepreneurs and businesses here in town. This is what it's all about.
And, you know, when we talk about people wanting to start or they have an idea for a business, oftentimes that's the biggest hurdle is where do I go? Where do I start? How do I get that funding? And that's what the EDA and the community is really behind.
Well, absolutely. And that's the value that I think Tabitha and I bring to the equation also, is because we know where to go and to look for that. You know, we're talking about entrepreneurs, and I listed out a number of resources that we have access to help put these funding packages together. With that said, if you're looking at funding for housing, for instance, we have an apartment complex. They broke ground on that a few weeks ago to bring in the sewer and water. Developer is waiting for the concrete crew to become available. They had another project before this one, and so then you're going to be seeing the forms that are going to be set up for concrete going on. Housing is difficult to make new housing cash flow if you're going to invest in that and make it work cash flow. And so what we did for this is we reached out to, we had a county source, the county, to the county commissioner's credit, they were able to secure funding through the statewide affordable housing aid funds, and they helped with this. The Economic Development Revolving Loan Fund was accessed. The city invested in this through redevelopment funds. We established a TIF district. We went after hard monies from the Workforce Housing Development Program funding, and I think we accessed about $2.1 million through that. And then, of course, private investment and traditional lending in order to get that accomplished. And so we're going to have a brand new apartment complex on that lot right there on the corner across from the Citywide Park. So we know where to go. So if you have entrepreneurs or if there's people out there that want to do housing development or business development, Tabitha and I can help put those capital stacks together. We did that also with the new hotel we have in town.
Yeah, and we do. We can't let you go without mentioning that, too. It just continues to get closer and closer. It looks like it's on schedule to be completed in time for powwow.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be tight. It's going to be really close. I was talking with David, the developer, yesterday, and, of course, that we all want that to happen, right? And I said, David, I'm telling you right now, if you don't have that open by powwow, I said, my family's coming up from Iowa. And I said, they're not staying in my house with me. I said, I'm sending them over to your house if you don't have that apartment, or excuse me, that hotel done. So he's like, Rod, I'm doing the best I can. So, and of course, you know, I joke about that. I mean, number one thing is to make sure you deliver a quality project,
right?
A quality product. That's number one. And so if it happens to be delayed or whatever, for whatever reason, I just want everybody to know that David Harchenko and everybody that he's working with are doing the best they possibly can. They would absolutely love to be open by powwow. If it isn't done in time, it'll be there for next year's powwow, right?
Right.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows we're going to have a very high-quality product once it's done, or a project there. And so Dave's committed. We want to be able to celebrate that at powwow, but if it's not done, we'll celebrate it at another time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You
but
want
in the meantime,
it done
we're
right.
Excited about it.
Definitely. All right, Rod, is there anything else we need to mention before we let you go?
Well, I just want to thank you once again, my friend, for everything that you do. Thank you for allowing us to get the word out. You and your team are fantastic, and I always enjoy visiting with you.
Well, we appreciate talking with you as well. So it's fun. There's a lot happening, that's for sure.
It is fun.
All right, Rod, we'll let you go for now. We appreciate you talking with us.
All right, my friend, enjoy the weather. We'll
thank
see you later.
You as well. That is Rod Hamilton, the EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.